Well, I have been blessed. Wow. If you take your Bibles and open them up to the book of Exodus with me, to Exodus chapter 17, and I know we're going to be talking about prayer and claiming prayer promises. I enjoy that we begin our year talking about prayer and the importance of prayer and just reminding us that we need to pray. Jesus' example, when he was here on earth, he often went out to a place where he could be by himself and be with God to pray. And he also encouraged his followers in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, hey, don't stand on the street corners, all right? He says, go to your closet, all right? And no one else has to know that you're praying and what you're praying for. Just let it be between you and God. Now, as I say that, today I want to talk about something other than just spending time in prayer, because I think spending time in prayer is important, but I also believe praying with others is important, all right? And to me, there's a type of synergy. Do you know what I mean by synergy? If you have one horse that can pull 1,000 pounds and another horse that can pull 1,000 pounds, but together they can pull more than 2,000 pounds. They can pull 2,500 pounds. They can pull 3,000 pounds. And it's synergy. They work together, and the one horse brings out the best in the other horse, all right? And that's what happens when we pray together. We bring out the best in each other, and we can see God do incredible things, all right? And here in Exodus chapter 17, we see that the Israelites have come out of Egypt, all right? They're on their way to Mount Sinai. They haven't gotten there yet. You know, God had fed, he had given them water. In the beginning of this chapter, we see that he gives them water from the rock, okay? And now they have a war. There's a battle that's going to take place. Here I am. I'm in Exodus chapter 17, and I'm going to begin with verse 8. Now, Amalek came and fought with Israel. Now, isn't this something? Israel wasn't trained to be fighters. They were slaves, okay? They didn't know how to go to war, all right? They came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him. Hey, can you imagine? Hey, you don't have a trained army. You just have some guys. And he goes around and he selects probably the biggest and strongest looking guys. And there they go out to fight this battle. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hands, he would hold up his hands in prayer, all right, that Israel prevailed. And when he let him down his hands, all right, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy, so they took a stone. Can you imagine just holding up your hands all day long? Yeah, they would get heavy. So they took a stone and they put it under him. Yeah, this is what the Bible says. Yeah, so that he could sit on it. And then it said, and Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Wow. So here it is. Moses is praying. His arms become heavy. All right. And Aaron and Hur are watching this. And as his arms get heavy and they get and he lets them down, then the Amalek begins to win. And so they sit him on a rock, and they get his hand, and they hold up his hand. So now you don't have just two hands up in the air. You have six hands up in the air. And they win the battle. See, that's the power of prayer when we come together and we pray with one another. Amen. All right? And I want to encourage us this year. You know, in the previous years, we emphasized the importance of personal prayer. And personal prayer is important. Don't get me wrong. But I want us to get together with one another from time to time, like this time. All right? Yeah. Well, I was grateful for those who got together New Year's Eve and prayed together. And I'm gonna encourage you to come tonight. All right? It's an opportunity. It's these opportunities we shouldn't let pass by us. It makes a difference, and it makes a difference in your life and the lives of this church. All right? They would not have won the victory if they didn't get together and pray together. And let me turn you to the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Here is a promise. All right? I want you to see this. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. In verse 14, and here Solomon is praying. And listen to this beautiful prayer. It says here in verse 14, if my people, you see, it's not in the singular, it's in the plural. If my people, God wants his people to pray. He wants them to come together and pray. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. What a wonderful promise. But God's people have to do something. They got to make an effort. They got to get together. They got to pray. And when we pray, we humble ourselves before our God. We confess our sins. We repent of our sins. And it says, if we do these things, hey, he's going to bless us. He's going to pour out great blessings upon you and me. And that's what as I look at this coming year, that's what I'm counting on. I'm counting that God's going to do great things for this church and for us individually in our lives. That's the importance of praying together. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, yeah, if we were just to go over to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we would read about a man by the name of Jehoshaphat. He faced a great army. It says that it was so numerous, they just counted as the sand on the seashore. All right? And that's how many people came up against him. Well, he had a great army, but what he did was amazing to me. He got the people together. It says not only did he get the men together, he just didn't get the army and the generals together. He got all the men together. He got all the women, including the children. All right? He got everybody together, and they prayed. Yeah. Yeah, this is the importance of prayer. And God sent a prophet. And the prophet says, hey, yeah, God has this. Yeah. And God, as the two armies lined up against each other, Jehoshaphat actually didn't send out his army. He actually put his choir out front. All right. And they started singing praises to God. And as they were praising God, the enemy started to fight, not with Israel, but with each other. and they killed each other off. And it took the Israelites 3 days to bring back all the riches from the victory they had won, even though they didn't win the battle. It was God who won the battle. Amen. You know, Jehoshaphat knew something. And what he knew is that if God wasn't on his side, no matter how great and how powerful his army was, without God, he didn't stand a chance. And so that's why he got the people together to pray. And as they got together to pray, as they humbled their hearts, yeah, there was power, God's presence. God gave them the victory. And this year, let's claim that power. Let's experience the victory that he has for each one of us. There were times in Jesus' life where he did not want to pray alone. Yeah, what we see in the Mount of Transfiguration, he takes Peter, James, and John. Hey, when he was in the garden with the 12 disciples, hey, he takes Peter, James, and John, and they went a little further than the rest. And we see that after Jesus had ascended to heaven, all right, and the disciples were left, the first thing they do is they gather together for prayer, and they claim the promise of the Holy Spirit. And in Acts chapter 2, we see the Holy Spirit being poured out. In Acts chapter 4, we see the disciples. Yeah, they were threatened because they were preaching in the name of Christ. And so what did they do? They got together and they prayed. Yeah, they got together and they prayed for holy boldness. And as they prayed, and it says that the earth shook. Now, I know we live in Fortuna and we get our earth shaking sometimes, but I want it to be the result of prayer. I want it to be the result of the Holy Spirit being poured out upon us and giving us holy boldness to live a life for Christ, to tell others about Christ. All right? Yeah. In Acts chapter 12, and this is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. Peter, he's arrested. He's in jail. They had killed James. All right? And now they want to get rid of Peter. And there he is in jail. He has guards. He's chained to, all right, on each side. And it says that at night he went to sleep. I'll tell you, if I knew that this was the last night of my life and I was chained to guards, I don't know, I think I would have been talking. I think I would have been wide awake and talking. And I don't know. Peter was asleep. And that amazes me. And so the guards went to sleep. And then he slept so deeply. It says that an angel had to come and smote him, all right, to wake him up. It wasn't just like, hey, Peter, get up. He smote him. He had to hit him, all right? Yeah, and Peter wakes up, but Peter thinks he's dreaming, okay? And he gets up, and the chains fall off, and the guards are there, and he follows the angel. And a door opens up. So he walks out of his prison cell and he walks by other guards and he just walks right out of the prison. And the Bible says, hey, when he came to himself, yeah, and he's out there wondering what's happening now. And then he says, oh, I'm really out of the prison. Here I am. And he goes to the house, all right, where he knew that people were praying for them. And this is the amazing part. And they are praying for his deliverance, and he knocks on the door. As he knocks on the door, the young girl that comes recognizes him and runs back in and says, hey, Peter's at the gate. And they said, oh, no, 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 he can't be there. And the church is praying for him. God had answered their prayer. And then they get into this talking about, yeah, she's seeing a ghost. And finally, Peter's out there. He's still knocking on the door. All right? And then finally they open it up and there's Peter. Yeah. God had heard. God had answered their prayer and they were surprised. Yeah, well, I think God has a lot of surprises for us this year. If we take time to pray, he's going to open up doors. He's going to break the chains of the evil one, and he's going to set his people free. Today, God wants us to pray. He wants us to pray individually, all right? But he also wants us to get together and pray. There's a spiritual synergy that comes from praying together. Great things can happen. And let it happen here. Let it begin with us. Let it begin today. May God bless you as we journey through 2026. May we be a people of prayer.